Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news stories at week's end. And Democrats, since they have the votes, have won the debate over an economic stimulus package. The first verdict on the final version of the plan that was hammered out in a House-Senate conference late in the week came early on Friday afternoon in the House of Representatives.
On this vote, the yeas are 246, the nays are 183. The conference and one voting present, the conference report is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
But there was a familiar theme to this vote, and that's that zero Republicans, just as with the first version of this bill in the House, voted in favor. All 176 who were there voted against the plan, as did seven Democrats. And as you heard Speaker Nancy Pelosi say, one member of Congress on the Democratic side also voted present. Speaking to reporters following the vote, Speaker Pelosi said that this is a stimulus package this country badly needs.
The American people are feeling a great deal of pain. They have uncertainty about their jobs, about health care, about the ability to pay for the education of their children. And sad to say, in our great country, even their ability to put food on the table.
Speaker Pelosi also says this is a big win for our new president.
Barack Obama, in just a few short weeks as president, has passed one of the biggest packages for economic relief in our country's history.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side, Minority Leader John Boehner says today the House of Representatives failed the American people.
American families, small businesses, deserve better from their Congress.
And he says Congress could have done better because the Republicans had a much better plan.
We offered an alternative that would have created twice as many jobs as their bill at half the price.
Plenty of intensity during the House floor debate today as well. California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman, chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, says this economy needs a big-time jolt.
Our nation's economy is foundering. We need to respond. And we urgently need an economic recovery package to set the nation on the proper course to rebound.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern says economists across the political spectrum agree that something like this is necessary.
We are here trying to help our economy with a bold and historic recovery package. Economists ranging from conservative to liberal all agree that a recovery package is needed and that such a package must be bold.
But as mentioned, Republicans weren't buying it. Indiana Republican Congressman Mike Pence, who's also chair of the House Republican Conference, says this bill will impact the economy, but not in a good way.
The truth is, this stimulus bill will do nothing to stimulate this economy in the long term. The only thing the Democrat stimulus bill will do is stimulate more government and more debt.
Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe wants to know how anyone can vote for a nearly $1 trillion spending package when no one's had time to even read it.
We need more time to read the bill, and then we can be knowledgeable to vote on this $1 trillion package one way or the other.
But despite all the rhetoric back and forth, it was known that the stimulus package would pass in the House. The same goes for the Senate, of course, since those three Republicans crossed over and supported the Democratic version of the package with some changes. On Wall Street at the end of the week, the Dow Jones off 82 points to close at 7850, the NASDAQ off 7 to 1534, the S&P 500 down 8 to close at 827, oil up by $3.53 to $37.51 per barrel. Elsewhere at the end of the week, investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board say they are not ruling anything out or in as they try to find out what caused a Continental Airlines plane to crash near Buffalo, New York Thursday night. The NTSB's Stephen Chelander says some of the information from the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder had already been analyzed. He says one of the things investigators learned is that trouble came very quickly.
Flight director shows a series of severe pitch and roll excursions within seconds of the 15 flaps command.
Chelander also talked about some other things investigators have learned as a result of the flight data recorder.
The flight data recorder indicated airframe de-ice, which is a system in the airplane that helps de-ice those wings and windshields and surfaces on that aircraft, that the airframe de-ice was selected in the on position.
And we'll find out just how much trouble a very little bit of ice can cause in just a few moments when we speak with David Field of Airline Business Magazine. Overseas, a Shiite Muslim event in Iraq became a killing ground for pilgrims when a female suicide bomber blew herself up. The blast killed 39 and injured 69 others. It happened about 25 miles south of Baghdad, and despite heavy security in the area, it was a female bomber, and they are increasingly being recruited for such attacks because male security guards are less likely to conduct body searches on them. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton thinks she has an idea to end North Korea's nuclear program. She says if the communist regime agrees to do that, they will get energy and economic aid from the U.S. and renewed ties with our government. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, end of the week fun with the Capitol Steps. We'll also check in with Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter about why he and his colleagues could not vote for this stimulus package. And when we come back, insight into the deadly air crash near Buffalo. Stay tuned.